Good morning. I was ready to go out for a walk this morning and go up on top of the mountain and give my morning talk. And the wind is blowing fiercely and wonderfully and gloriously. It's taking all the needles under the pine trees and spreading them around and making everything beautiful. It's waving the trees, and the trees are saying, "Hi, Herb, good morning to you. It's a lovely day out here. Come on out here." And I said, "I can't give my talk in such a wind. I want the quietness. I want the peacefulness. I want the gentleness. I want the lovingness." And so I sit here at my desk, and I have my microphone right here on my iPhone, and I am talking to you. And naturally, in my lap is Blackie, who is really Jeannie. And she is sitting here and thinking, this is a wonderful place to be. And she takes her teeth and she puts them onto my fingernails and she says, "Hey, you know, I think that you're a wonderful guy. I think you're a fantastic guy. I love you, I love you, I love you." And I say, "Thank you, Jeannie. I love you too." And I pet her so gently and so lovingly, and outside the wind is blowing up a storm and just having fun. But there's no storm. The sky is clear, crystal clear, and the wind is blowing around and saying, "Yes, I love the earth. I kiss the earth. I bless the earth. I touch the earth, and I bless it." And this morning, Anita came by nice and early, and I was just feeding Rex. And she says, "I'm ready to take Rex for a walk in this wind. I think this wind is wonderful." And I said, "Rex, are you ready?" He says, "Dad, I want you along too." And I said, "I'll be along. I'll be along." He says, "Well, okay, as long as you made up your mind. Anita, I'm ready." And so the two of them set off hiking around the miles of meditation paths here at the University of Healing, having the time of their life, floating along in the breeze, Anita with her long coat on and the wind sort of wrapping it around her even more closely and more beautifully. We live in a wonderful world. We live in a wonderful life. We have such beautiful things going on, and all we have to do is open our eyes and say, "Yes, yes, yes, this is a grand and a glorious world. This is a grand and glorious experience in life. Yes, everything we do is beautiful. Truly." Now, when the wind is blowing, we sometimes think, okay, we better settle down, better relax and wait until it stops. When the rain is falling, we say, "Oh, I guess we better stay inside and cozy up in front of the fireplace." And when the snow is coming down, we say, "Goodness sakes, let's put on our snow clothes and let's go out and let's go playing in the snow, making snow angels as we lay on the ground, waving our arms and our feet and having such a lovely experience." And then all sorts of other rain, all sorts of other weather conditions come along, and each one glorious and beautiful, each one exciting, and each one an experience unto itself. And I am enjoying every single one of them, because I am so happy with each of these experiences, because they are mine. They are mine, and they are wonderful. And I love them with all my heart and all my soul. So I walk out the door, and I say, "Okay, I'm going to take a little walk. I'm going to walk around on the mountaintop here, on the miles of our meditation paths, and I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to just have a very wonderful time. I'm going to have a very glorious time." And as I walk around, I'm going to feel whatever the weather brings to me. Whether it's the embrace of the sun as it grabs a hold of me and says, "Hey, I love you." Or whether it's the wind that says, "Hey, wrap up, I love you." Or whether it's the rain, it says, "I'm washing everything, making everything beautiful and clear. I'm watering all of the gardens of the world." And just like Charlie Meyer, he sent us the picture from Brussels, the palace in Brussels. And they have a carpet of beautiful flowers there, all over the inner realm of the carpet of the palace of Brussels. And I wrote to Charlie and I said, "Thank you for that lovely picture. Thank you for that lovely picture of the beautiful carpet of flowers. I said, all right, Charlie, when are you going to come up here to the University of Healing campus? And when are you going to turn our uni campus into a carpet of flowers? We're ready. We're ready. Just bring your magic wand up here and caress the earth and caress the land and say, I spread before you the magic carpet of Brussels. And so we don't even have to close our eyes to see the beautiful picture. We don't even have to close our eyes to know how glorious it is. And there it is, laying before us all over the University of Healing campus, the beautiful carpet of flowers from the Palace of Brussels. How lovely to see. Now, the flowers are laid out in such a glorious array. It's just like a special Turkish carpet, just beautifully done, wonderfully placed. Each little pot, each little group of flowers, so glorious and so beautiful, so well tended. And all of the countryside, all the people come to look at the flowers and say, how wonderful. And then they look at them and they say, what a magical heart created this. What a beautiful group of people decided to put these flowers here for us to enjoy. People all over the world are doing beautiful things for us to enjoy the magic of their touch. People are doing things all over the world. You look at the magazine editors and you look at them and you think that they're just ordinary people. But what are they doing? They're creating a magazine of beauty. They're creating a magazine of goodness. They're creating a magazine of love. And what is their magazine all about? Their magazine is the graphic arts of their heart, the graphic arts of their imagination. Just look at the National Geographic, filled with the most glorious, many-colored pictures that you could ever want. Not just the normal graphics, not just the normal coloring that many magazines have, but 5, 6, 10, 12 color schemes all blending to bring the most beautiful colors in a magazine anywhere in the world. And truly, it is something to see. Why do they do that? Well, because they make money off it, because that's part of their business. No, they do that because that's their heart speaking out, saying, I want to create a beautiful, glorious picture for everyone in my world. Everyone in my world can look at this beautiful, glorious picture and say, whoa, isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that something to look at and to delight in and to think how wonderful that is? Yes, how wonderful that is. The wind may blow, the rain may fall, the sun may shine. All of nature's interesting experiences come and go. And we surround them all with our pure white light of love, and we surround them all with our blessing, and we say, how great that is. And as we surround them with our love, they become a thing of joy and an experience of beauty. Let your life be a thing of joy and experience of beauty when you walk out into the breeze of the morning, or the wind of the morning, or the rain, or the storm, or whatever it may be, realize that you are one and together with nature. You are one and together with all of the expression of life. And it's an ever-changing, all-beautiful experience, something that we can all delight in. We can all feel so enraptured in, because it is where we are. It is how wonderful we are. It is how fantastic we are. And you know, I think I probably should send along to all the Thought for Today people the link to Charlie's Brussels carpet of flowers, because it is beautiful, it is good, and it is lovely. You can make a difference in your world by how you smile upon it, by how you bring your carpet of flowers into the vision of everyone you love. And when you do that, your life is just filled with beauty and goodness and joy and harmony and life. And I know mine is filled that way. So, Charlie, come on. Come on to the University of Healing and plant all those beautiful flowers that you see in the Brussels garden, and make the University of Healing grounds the most glorious, beautiful, fantastic, top-of-the-mountain experience that anyone could ever have. And Charlie, come, do it today. We're ready for you. Henry Brighton Camp said he's going to come from Florida and he's going to spend a while here on campus and he's going to sprinkle his pixie dust all over campus and make it beautiful. And Christy from London, she's going to come. And Seville from Nigeria, she's going to come. And all of our friends from Europe, they're going to come. Our friends from Russia, our friends from New Zealand, our friends from Australia, our friends from around the world. And the United States, they're going to come, each spreading their pixie dust on the campus of the University of Healing, saying, "We love you. This is a beautiful place." As the nation looks at the kingdom of Brussels and sees how wonderful that is, they want to share it with the world. And so we want to share the University of Healing with the world. Come join us when you wish. We're here for the beauty of life. Always. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's my cat purring on my lap. Yes, it is.